Now, the richer people, the better homes, may have had more, and I just wasn't aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what'd you do for a hanging space, you know, for clothes?
A long time ago, old-fashioned wardrobes called armoires, and everything went in that. Now, we did have that when we lived on the farm. One side opened as a closet-like with space to hang. Then you had a space up here where you could put folded clothes, and then you had drawers. That was how ours looked. Didn't have closets built in the house. Don't guess who knew what those were then.
Well, have you ever heard of chest of drawers or dresser called anything else?
No. An armoire is next to it. Of course, there's high boys, low boys, but mostly just dresser and chest of drawers.
And have you ever heard people talk about chaperobe?
Yeah.
What is that?
A chaperobe comes right on in the same category. A chaperobe might be what you'd call a chest of drawers.
I see. Have you ever heard people talk about a chiffonier?
No.
Haven't heard of it.
No.
Well, what about these things that cover your windows to keep out the light? You call those?
These now that I have here?
Right.
Oh, those are Venetian blinds. But now, back when I was a child, we used the roller window shade. You pulled up and down.
And these things right here, the cloth material, you just call those
drapery.
The drapery.
That's right.
Is that the same thing as what some people would call curtains?
Yes.
Curtains
yes.
And drapery.
Yes. Curtains and drapery go the same.
Thing.
Now you might put them in a different category by saying some curtains are real fancy, some for the bedroom might have ruffles and some are plain,
nice.
But I think that's more or less for style.
Sure.
Curtain.
Well,
mm-hmm. Curtains would cover it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of people calling things like, oh, I don't know, maybe an old chair that really wasn't any good for anything because it might have a broken leg, but, you know, just something you can't bear to part with. You'd say, a person might say, well, he just has a lot of old lying around.
Junk. I have lots of that.
Have you ever heard of people having maybe a separate room in the house where they would keep all that kind of thing?
I keep it in the attic.
Here's an attic. Uh-huh.
I do have what you call a junk room. That mm-hmm. My middle bedroom is a catch-all.
Right.
And I think most everybody has a spot that they put things back.
Right. Well, let me ask you about this expression. Now, sometimes when a woman gets up in the morning, she'll move around the house, maybe straighten up something here or dust a little something there, you know. What would you say, call yourself doing when you do something like that? You'd say you were?
I'd say straighten it up.
Uh-huh. You ever heard people say tidy up?
Yeah, tidy up, but... Again, that might be a little bit uptown.
Straightening up would be
straighten
more basic.
More basic.
Absolutely. Well, talking about cleaning, you know, the thing that you sweep with, you just call that the...
A broom.
Have you ever seen maybe an old-fashioned type made entirely of this broom straw, you know, without the wooden handle?
You mean the long kind of type?
Right.
No, but... My mother used to make what you'd call a yard broom out of special, I'd say, switches. It was a shrub that grew, and then she also made a broom sage broom. You know what broom sage is? Well, it's a grass that grows tall, and when it matures,